Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug Hayes, candy wrapper screaming, baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
Hey Doug.
Hey. Thanks for coming out. What an intimate approach to an audience we have. I love movies. Did I say that already? This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Meltdown Nerd Melt Theater at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California on Monday. Monday, August 13th. I got this. Two Oceans 12. Thank you for coming. I like totally buried all these things on top of my my notes. So that was all from the top of my head. Pretty impressive. I know, it's crazy that I was able to get through that. Oh, Jesus. I'm terrible. I'm not a good prop act. I'm terrible with all this. I don't know how they do it. I'm really impressed with Gallagher now. Because it's a lot to deal with, having all these props. All right, here we go. Since last I spoke and you listened, I smoked myself to sleep in the great state of Denver. What a great weekend. I've got some great guests lined up for tonight, but first, let's see if you guys brought some name tags. Do we have any name tags in the house tonight? We've got Sam right up front, the Son of Sam movie, and we've got Nick with the Nick of Time poster. That's pretty clever. You didn't even have to change anything if your names are Sam and Nick. True Brit, I like that. True Brit is a good one. Maker's Mark, because your name is Makers, I get it. And actual name tags. What do these name tags say? John Wells, Hoffman Engineering, Stanford, Connecticut. Wow, attendee. So this is a thing you went to? And your name is John Wells. Yes. He makes that TV show ER. You know that show that he still makes. Thomas Williams, also Hoffman Engineering, but Shelton, Connecticut.
Yeah, I fucked up on the address.
You fucked up on the address? On your registration? That's a great story. And then we've got someone named Reserved sitting over there. So that's what a terrific reserve seat just between two people. Somebody's just got to squeeze in there somehow. Good luck to that person. Oh, what is this? Seventh Son Nicole VFX coordinator. So that's, you did that job on the movie Seventh Son? Who was in that movie?
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges? Oh, he does car commercial voiceovers. Say hi to Starman for me. So thank you all for bringing those name tags, and those will go into effect a little later on in the show. Now it's time for a Watch This, Not That audience edition. Let's get a couple people in the crowd. Let's start with Summer of Sam. What's a movie that you enjoy? I mean, besides Summer of Sam, because that's not really meant to be enjoyed.
Dark Knight's pretty awesome.
Dark Knight's pretty awesome. All right. We'll see what Maker's Mark has to say about that. He's got an anchor on his arm, so he might say Popeye. And by anchor on his arm, I mean, for the listeners, I mean fat girlfriend. And what's a movie you like, Popeye?
American Psycho.
Wow. Oh, you gave me a Christian Bale Sophie's Choice. Probably. They might be one and two my favorite Christian Bale movies of all time. I mean, you know, Newsies is a close tie for 15th or 16th. How many films has he made? Oh, I like The Fighter too. That's another good one. Swing Kids. There's a thing called Swing Kids? Oh, that's right. Nazi Germany Swing Kids. All right. Because that sounds like kids that are, like they swap couples. Swing Kids. Or they go to Vegas with Vince Vaughn. I don't know. All right, but I just have to stick to my my true beliefs on this one and go watch Dark Knight, not American Psycho. This has been Watch This, Not That audience edition. Yeah, that was a tough one. Because that American Psycho movie, that's crazy shit. Like that's pretty fun to watch because of how crazy it is, right? Yeah. So good choice. Nice try. I'm doing two shows in New York City this Sunday, August 19th, the Benson Interruption at 4:20 and Douglas Movies at 8 o'clock, Gramercy Theater. Next night, August 20th, I'll be at Helium in Philly. The Douglas Movies taping is sold out, but I'll be doing a stand-up show at 9:30, so come to that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. My friend, at Jerry Duggan, GerryDuggan, tweeted, Hope Springs was filmed in WiMAX. This has been Tweet Relief Tweets About Movies. Oh, Labor Day weekend, I'll be at Bumbershoot, Seattle's Arts and Music Festival for all 3 days, doing 3 Douglas Movies tapings, 1 Benson Interruption, and even a stand-up set. Let's Bumbershoot the shit, y'all. Prize bag. Let's go to the prize bag. We got a poster from a motion picture that's coming out soon. We've got some nice little tank tops that say, this car is tits on them. And we'll explain more about why it says that later. We've got a Adventure Time t-shirt. Woo! We've got I still have some of these to give away, a vinyl of the latest from Motion City soundtrack called Go, and it includes a CD of the same record. And a couple of random t-shirts that I don't know what they have to do with anything. Super Action Man World Tour and another one. But then also a phone cover that has a logo on it you might recognize. And of course my albums, Smug Life and Professional Humoridian are in there as well. Please help me in welcoming to the stage 4 dudes of varying sizes who will sit on these stools of varying sizes. We worked it out backstage. Please welcome Dax Shepard, Jess Rowland, Steve Agee, and Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Tall chairs.
We took
almost
the shorter
level.
Chairs.
Almost level.
Yeah, I think
I'm
Dax
slouching.
Is the tallest in this situation.
I have a small torso.
In this situation.
I'm on legs.
I was expecting you to be taller.
Yeah,
just
really,
for the listeners who didn't see the freak
see
show that
everyone
just
see
entered.
That now. Just
know. And then.
But for the listeners that didn't see who just entered, there's 2 guys that are 6'7" here.
Two 6'7"?
Both gingers.
Both beautiful. auburn-colored hair. Is Freckles. Auburn a shade of red?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful autumn hair. Both 6'7", and they've now been handicapped appropriately in little miniature chairs. And we're all nice, about the same.
I have a nice spray tan. I don't know, Steve.
Real
I do. I have a spray vanilla on, or a spray white.
An aromatherapy.
I fight my ginger all the time. I fight it. I'm like, I don't want to be that.
You look delicious, though. Kind of a caramel color, really. Yeah,
a little bit.
Like a mox.
My eyes pop.
You win tallest hair.
Me?
Wait, Dax. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
don't push it down, Chris.
What? No, I'm just... just played tennis. I don't know. I don't... I'm self-conscious about
Great tennis weather right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's so good to be outside.
Each day I've thought, God,
We just performed at Outside Lands in San Francisco, and most of the city... San Francisco, beautiful weather, 75 degrees, and then you get almost to Outside Lands, Golden Gate Park, and it's like fucking Scotland, like fog bank, and it's like 55 degrees. So it was actually pretty cold up there this weekend.
That sounds
and
nice.
Knickers playing golf.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve Agee is here, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of two giants on the program this evening.
Yeah.
One of the twin giants that are here.
And you've got a new movie coming out, Steve, called Hit and Run. Mm. And
Steve Agee vehicle.
I wrote it. And,
it's definitely a vehicle, or features a vehicle. And Steve plays dude number one or something like that?
I think so.
Dude number one?
I hope it's not
well,
dude
we're
number
close
two. That
friends.
Would be insulting.
No, that would be. I would never do that to you. I think it's, isn't it more specific than dude number one? Like
it might
sweet
be
dude number
redneck
one.
Redneck number
ginger
one.
Ginger giant number one.
Ginger giant number six.
Yeah. Where do the ginger giants come from?
Yeah.
According to IMDb, it's just dude number one.
All right, great.
Thanks.
How many dudes are there? Is it like a gang or?
Well, he does have a sidekick, but that guy didn't get to talk.
Yeah.
He was actually our production manager.
Yeah.
Kevin Manos. Sweet guy. He drove a PT Cruiser with wood grain side and Moondish hubcaps, and then blew our mind at the rap party by hitting the horn and went aruga aruga. It was like an old-timey horn.
And then did a
very specific type of person.
Did a wolf's eyes pop out while he was watching a lady say Red Riding Hood dance?
Tongue. Yeah, huge teeth and wolf's eyes.
Tongue hit the ground.
It rolled out of his mouth for a couple feet.
I don't know what's happening anymore, but I thought it'd be funny to ask Steve about the movie that actually Dax Shepard is.
I've seen it.
Has
so
a
you
bigger
can ask
part than Steve
it.
In it. Slightly
it
bigger
stars
part.
Myself and Kristen Bell
in a supporting role. Dax Shepard.
I cast Dax in the lead.
Was that the first time you and Kristen had done a movie together?
Started it's the only time.
Together?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The only time.
That guy Manos.
Kevin Manos.
Manos.
Yeah, Kevin Manos.
Yeah, yeah.
Is his nickname Hands of Fate?
Yep.
Exactly.
Thank you. A couple of movie nerds in the crowd. That's exciting. Dax, you want tell us about this movie. Tell us what's going on with it.
This movie's a car chase comedy.
Hit, ampersand, run.
Yeah, to keep it fun with the ampersand. There's a think tank that decided that was more fun. But, you know, my favorite movie as a kid was Smokey and the Bandit, and there hasn't really been a car chase comedy in a very, very long time, so we made one. And I play a guy in witness protection who falls in love with Kristen Bell. Right here, and then decides to leave witness protection to take her to her dream job, and then all hell breaks loose, and Bradley Cooper's chasing us, and I run into Steve Agee, a cop's chasing us, played by the other tall redheaded gentleman, Jess Rowland here.
Jess is really funny in the movie.
He's unbelievably funny.
Really?
He's using the Grindr app throughout the movie to find random dudes to suck in fucking bushes near and around him.
Really horny.
Dax's parents are here tonight, by the way.
Well, my parents are here, and they did. They made the snacks for the movie. This was
snacks?
A very It was a very family affair.
Did you try to get a Burt Reynolds cameo in a Trans Am?
No, I didn't. You know, he's kind of relaxing down in Jupiter. I think at
Jupiter,
this
Florida.
Point.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know that he's doing a lot of cameos right at this moment.
Well, he's wrong.
He is. We have Bo Bridges, though. That's pretty impressive.
Oh,
I was
awesome.
Shocked that he was willing to be in a movie I wrote.
That's pretty
he really classed it up, you know? Don't you think? Well, doesn't that the one name you're like, what? Wait a minute.
Beau Bridges.
This is a misprint. A.G., sure. Roland, Shepard. Yeah, that makes sense. Beau Bridges.
Sir Peter O'Toole.
Whose joke is it? Yeah, Laurence Olivier.
Just Roland, you yes. are in a movie called Hit and Run that's coming out soon. Yep.
With Steve.
What was the director on that movie like?
He was amazing. I'm a fucking waiter, and he put me in this movie, so I'm excited. I already won.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want the best service of your fucking life, go to Houston's in Pasadena, and Jess will blow your mind.
That's not the game.
That's not even a joke. He calls it shining his light on people, and he's not being gratuitous with that description.
I blow people's minds, but I don't want to be a waiter for long, so let's talk about Hit and Run, guys.
Yeah, you...
You have, like, women trying to fuck you that come in for martini lunches and stuff. There's a lot that happens at Houston's that you do or don't know about. I didn't.
I've eaten at Pasadena's in Houston, but I've
that's
never...
That's not as good. That's not as good. Is there a guy? Is there a 6'7" guy?
No. They fuck got low place. Ceilings, and it just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But I did look up your IMDb profile, as I often do, because I IMDb, and it says you played...
The internet movie Doug Benson?
Yeah. It says you played Tall Dancer in Tall Princess Dancer. Diaries 2, Royal Engagement.
Yes.
High fives all around for that.
Tall Dancer, dude, number one. Which one's... I think he... I don't know. I win.
No, Tall Dancer's way better.
That's way better.
Sounds so festive.
Yeah.
Was that a holiday movie?
That was. It sounds like. I was in a play and Gary.
Did you get any of that cat pussy while you were working on that?
I didn't, but you. Yeah. I did dance with Anne Hathaway and did some shimmies and some splits and some kicks, and Gary Marshall put me in that movie, and that was really nice of him. And that got me my SAG card. Have you heard of a SAG card?
I do know it.
Have you heard of Taft Hartley?
In the bottom of my sock drawer. I have a SAG card.
Didn't yours catch on fire?
It doesn't get used. Yeah, it doesn't get used.
They send them to you in the mail, and then you're like, what do I... No one has ever said, I need to see your SAG card immediately.
Then you have to pull it out. Except when you try to use their health insurance. Yes. Then they really need to see that card. Even if you're on fire, they won't fucking piss on you without that card.
$2,000 short every year for that insurance. You didn't make it. I get that letter.
Sorry.
Chris Hardwick is here, everybody.
Hey.
Nerdist!
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys.
Now, what are your thoughts on Hit and Run?
Hit and Run is the best movie that I have not seen yet, but I want to, because I've known Dax.
Do you mind if we put that on the poster?
Yes.
I think that would get asses in seats.
The best movie I haven't seen yet.
Let's just draw it on these for starters. I've got three copies of the poster for the movie. And so one person that wins the Leonard Maltin game tonight is going to get one. But I'm thinking maybe we'll have like two runners up. That also because they're signed by
12% of you are leaving with a poster.
I
crunched the numbers just now.
Hit and runners.
They got Tom Arnold's signature on these somehow. Like he sat down for a second for some reason.
Tom,
he stayed still long enough to sign three posters.
No, he holds his hands straight, and we move the poster under him.
And then, and I think Bradley Cooper's on there too. I think.
Yeah, I mean his face is.
And I think whoever wins tonight, Doug, is the person that they're playing for should get to sign the poster as well.
Ooh.
Just so someone's like who's ooh. Craig Jefferson? You know, like.
Or I would recommend that they plagiarize Cooper's name, that they sign for Bradley. That could be a fun thing as well.
And then just put something like Bradley Cooper underneath in quotation marks. Pussies are cool, or like some sort of a weird,
delicious pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, Bradley Cooper he signs pussies are cool on everything. I don't know. That's just his.
It's like his thing. Oh, a real quick side story. In real life, I went to Afghanistan with Tom Arnold to entertain the troops. And
are you sure that wasn't a weird dream you had?
That really happened. And
somebody had that idea.
I think that was a movie, actually. But we heard while we were there that Larry the Cable Guy was coming a week after us. I'm like, well, who's all coming? Like, who do you guys have on the agenda? And they're like, oh, Larry the Cable Guy's coming next week. I'm like, great. So when you're there, they have you sign all this military equipment that everyone who visits ends up signing, right? So they drop the panel of this Apache helicopter, and on there is like Jim Carrey. You know, anyone who's come through has signed it. So I wrote, get her done, Dax Shepard. This is not a joke. I have pictures of me signing everything that I knew he'd end up having to sign. And I wrote, get her done, Dax Shepard. I just thought, he probably hasn't had to write something other than get her done in 15 years. He was probably like, what the fuck am I going to write now? Get her did. I like to think he was pissed off when that happened.
Larry the Cable Guy, employee of the month.
Right, you just got punked. Larry the Cable Guy.
It's the 50th anniversary, is that the right word?
Larry the Cable Guy.
It's 50 years of Larry the Cable Guy. How did it go
Time
by so
flies.
Fast?
You got that grandmother who farts. You ever seen her? She just do a fart.
Tonight we have a really big show tonight. Larry, the technology that hasn't been invented yet guy on the Ed Sullivan Show. Going to Lawrence the Cable Man.
Anyway, James Bond is the celebrating a 50th anniversary, and so it got me thinking about Bond movies and wanted to talk about them. Chris, do you have a favorite one of all 22 of the sanctioned Cubby Broccoli Bond movies?
Well, I thought I thought Moonraker was pretty cool. I saw it when I was...
At the time.
At the time, yeah. When you watch it now, it may not hold up.
That's where they went. Star Wars is big. Bond should go into space.
Space! Well, that's where that's the logical. It's like you do a couple movies in the domestic setting, and then you go to another country, and then you go to either under the sea or space. And so I like that. But I think the first Daniel Craig movie was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
Casino Royale.
Yeah, Casino Royale.
Nice shoulders.
Was pretty seriously. Seriously. I like that one.
Yeah, in the first Casino Royale, Woody Allen played James Bond. So that was a weird one.
Well, I notice you've taken to resting the mic on your chin as if it's just too
I'm holding
heavy
myself
for you.
Up. You're holding I have yourself vertigo, up. So I'm holding myself up with the mic.
You really do have...
I do have vertigo.
Yeah.
From that low stool that you're on?
No, that's not how vertigo works.
Jimmy Stewart never had it when he was sitting on a low stool in that movie. He
Jimmy
was always
Stewart
in a light.
Suck a dick. He doesn't know vertigo.
He was always in a lighthouse when it happened to him.
Hack.
I really hope when they review the podcast for the week, you're one of the quotes. Jimmy Stewart can suck a dick, Steve Agee. Just totally out of context.
Yeah. Oh, we got to give this one a listen to.
And now they might attribute it to Chris Hardwick. You know, forget to leave in the part where he says that you said it.
No, Steve. Chris Hardwick is quoted if Steve Agee is saying.
Did you, Steve Agee, have a favorite James Bond film?
I like the one with the Dr. Evil guy where he puts his pinky in his mouth.
That's good. That's
Million
good.
Dollar. Yeah. That's my favorite James Bond movie.
And then there's a miniature version of
the
bad
little
guy.
Little yeah. James Bond.
The weirdest thing happened to me today. It's weird. James Bond. It's so weird this came up because I would never have remembered to tell this story. But today on my way home from the airport, I stopped at the 7-Eleven to get some important stuff and
zigzag. And,
anyway, I was at the 7-Eleven. Never forget. And I. But when I went to get out of my car, I stood up and there was like a small dog or something sitting in the back seat of this really big black like SUV. And as I stood up, you know, I just couldn't help but look him in the eye, and it was Vern Troyer.
sitting. I swear to God, just today, sitting in the back of the truck, just waiting.
You're supposed to crack the windows.
Yeah, that's
the car.
That's so illegal.
The window was all the way down.
Oh, okay,
but right. I kept away. He didn't buy it or anything because I kept moving.
Right.
But I go inside and I'm like, which one of these guys is like inside buying shit for Vern Troyer and left him in the car? And it turns out it was the kind of burly, weird-looking dude with a 12-pack of Coors Light was what he was picking up. So he and Vern were probably going to go have a pretty awesome party somewhere. Hollywood story. True Hollywood story.
You heard it here.
I met him one time at the Teen Choice Awards backstage, and there was, it was like...
Oh, they were giving him out that year, right?
Yes, they gave him out.
He switched to surfboards to the next year.
And it was super duper dense, packed with people back behind the building where everyone's milling about waiting to go up on stage. And all of a sudden, a little person was going, out of the way, out of the way! A female little person, get out of the way! And I moved, and she was clearing the way for Vern Troyer, which was even way, way smaller than her.
So tiny.
And I thought, what a bizarre security detail for him. His security detail was a fellow little person. Now this is not a bit, and I can't find the logic behind that. Why you would want a little person to protect you from big people?
Because she knows exactly what's coming at his level.
I guess she can see it coming better than anyone else.
She gets kicked in the face before he does.
Or maybe he thought a big person would be liable to hurt him just like the other big people.
I gotta be honest. If I ever got to the point where I ever needed or thought like, oh, I should have a bodyguard, I would hire a couple little people because I think it would freak people out. They'd be like, what? They must be fucking deadly. Like, there must be some reason why, you know? I think it's a smart idea.
Well, that's what I thought when I saw this gal.
Scared.
This girl is deadly.
Well, you know, the bad guy, Scaramanga, his sidekick in one of the James Bond films, The Man with the Golden Gun, was Hervé Villechaize, played Nick Knack.
Yeah, Nick Knack.
Which, that's not an insulting name for a little person, Knick-Knack. Hey, come over here, small item. Shelf dweller.
Shotsky.
Come here, Trinket. Get him, Trinket.
But he did fight for him, and even in the end, like that was one of those movies where the bad guy dies, and then his sidekick still attacks James Bond after the guy's... You think he'd be like, well, I'm out of a gig and give up on it. But instead, he's like, no, I'm going to hide in a closet because I'm small. And I'm going to jump out and attack James Bond in the last reel. So I like
scariest
that
little person though, Master Blaster.
Oh, that guy's
from
crazy.
Thunderdome. Yeah. That
Master. He runs Bartertown.
Yeah.
Thunderdome. That's my favorite Bond movie.
That's a very good one.
Jess, it's not your turn yet.
Thank you.
Dax, do you have one favorite Bond movie?
I think it's Octopussy, but mostly just because he drove the Lotus Esprit in that movie. All I cared about, I prioritize them by what car he drove in that version.
And that's the
And I really like the Roger Moore ones because I grew up on him. So I also like View to a Kill.
But View to a Kill was such a weird... I mean...
Well, Duran Duran. It was Arcadia did the soundtrack.
It was Duran Duran. It was Duran Duran.
Great dancing Bond.
And great Grace Jones.
Grace Jones
in that one. But that
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, yeah.
On the Golden Gate Bridge.
Kind of a young Christopher Walken.
Yeah. And about Silicon Valley.
Yeah, and they had computers in it, like those early computer terminals with the orange tint to the screen. But the movie was not, even as a kid, I was like, this is not great.
The later,
a different opinion.
Later Roger Moore movies, he was in his like late 50s, 60s when he was making them at the end there, and he, like everything was green screen. Like he'd be on the side of a mountain and there'd just be like this blue line all around his head, you know, like, oh, okay, yeah, that looks real.
Yeah.
They had him for an hour a day.
Yeah. He wasn't a baby.
No.
So you're going to stick with that, Thunderdome?
Actually, I think Bond movies come from like your past, and I lived in Sweden for all of the 80s and no TV, never saw in a movie, so I'm
just as dad was a professional basketball player in Sweden. Continue.
Yeah, so I didn't really see any Bond movies in the 80s. And
none
then,
of those
so then,
things really justified why you didn't see a movie in the 80s.
I didn't see, but that I think that you start, if you like something in 85 and then you start getting into it in the 95 and then you'll go see that. I just missed it all. Next question.
If you were in Sweden and you missed the movies of the 80s, like when Bill Murray drove by by drunk in a golf cart. You have no idea who that dude was.
No, I have no idea. I missed all of that. Those references. Any 80s reference.
What American movies were big in
Tintin.
Sweden?
Tintin.
Oh, really?
Pippi Long, I can sing the Pippi Longstocking in Swedish if you want me to sing.
Yes, please.
I would like to hear that.
I want to hear that.
Let me check with my lawyer really quick.
I'm pretty certain there'll be no rights violation.
Här kom Pippi Långstrump, shalop, 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 han sa. Här kom Pippi Långstrump, här kommer faktiskt jag. Har du sett min apa, min lilla söta apa? Har du sett herr Nilsson, jag den heter faktiskt så. Här kom Pippi Långstrump, shalop, 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 han sa. Här kom Pippi Långstrump, här kommer faktiskt jag.
Okej. So.
Suck a dick, Jimmy Stewart. Suck a dick, Jimmy Stewart. Suck a dick, Jimmy Stewart. Suck it on a dick.
Yeah. So your favorite Bond movie was Pippi Longstocking.
I'm not kidding. I mean, we had two channels. I used to play Monopoly with myself in Sweden. It was sad. It was horrible. No TV, no sugar for 10 years.
That explains Nokia.
Too much. Oh, IKEA and ugh. That was no joke. Real IKEAs where the babies were shit in the balls. You'd go into the kid room and that you'd go in and then there was all these kids who were shitting in the... It was... I don't want to...
Sweden sounds like a terrible, terrible place.
It does.
There's no... Oh,
man. I am like sweating right now, but I want to go back now that I can rage. I heard it's a party town, but not when you're seven. When you're seven, it's just... It's awful.
And then quite dark.
It's really clean.
Quite dark in the winter as well.
Oh, right? I'd go to school in the snow and come home in the snow, both in the dark.
I'd have to go with Spy Who Loved Me. if I had to pick one.
No one picked any of the Dalton movies.
Dalton ones are just heavy without being interesting.
Yeah, but they were action-y, like coming out of Roger Moore when everyone thought Pierce Brosnan was going to get to be Bond, but he couldn't because of Remington Steele, and so they went Dalton. I thought the Dalton movies were pretty action-y.
I thought Dalton answered the question like, what if Bond was a benzo addict? You know, he just seemed to be phoning it in the whole time. It was like 60% there.
Yeah, and he's
fuck
and
you,
Timothy
Dalton.
Dalton's super charismatic in other things. Like, he's a really good actor.
Like Remington.
I think.
No, like...
like in Flash Gordon.
Very strong.
Flash Gordon. Yeah, he was in Flash Gordon.
Yes.
And he was in Hot Fuzz, and he was in...
Rocketeer.
Okay, settle down, sir. Or is that... That's like that moment in the movie where I think it's Rick Overton stands up and goes, it's the Rocketeer! Like, that just happened. Like, the Rocketeer flew by, and I just thought he was heckling me. let me ask you guys this. Is anybody hunger for games?
Oh, yeah.
I do feel that the odds are forever in my favor.
That's a line from that movie.
Got it.
You guys don't have to respond to it. Like, I know that you still all saw the movie, like, just because you didn't react.
I'm going to shoot you in the neck with an arrow. Is that in that movie?
Only if I'm a 12-year-old.
Then it's all right.
Did you like that movie, Chris?
You know, I was expecting to hate it a lot, and I thought it was okay. Like, I wouldn't see it again, but, you know, for what I expected, I was like, all right. You know, because, like, the idea that kids murdered each other, I'm like, all right. You know, I mean, I obviously know Battle Royale well, but...
Yeah, where they did it right.
Yeah, but I thought they did it... I thought it was all right. I just,
had you read the books?
I did not read the books, no.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
I refuse to read them. And Kristen would tell me nonstop, oh my God, you got to read this. It's so good. And I said, what is it? Oh, well, it's a teenage coming of age. No. It's in the teen section at the bookstore. Then we were on an airplane for real. And a 7-year-old ran up to Kristen, a 7-year-old, and said, oh, I love you. Can I get an autograph? Yes. So she sent him. She goes, ooh, Hunger Games. That's my favorite book. And I go, I am definitely not reading this book. Now a 7-year-old said it was her favorite book. And she said, if I read it out loud to you at night, will you listen? And I said, I can commit to that. And then I loved them. They're fucking amazing. They're so good. I was like, every night, like, more, longer, more.
I would probably enjoy them if Kristen Bell came over and read them.
Yeah, you know what else is really good? Her version of the encyclopedia. So good. Has anyone read that? Has anyone heard of this new book, Phone Book?
It's amazing.
Holy shit. I can't wait till that becomes a movie. Josh Hutcherson, just dialing numbers.
Let's start with Build a Title. It's a, yeah, one guy loves it. Jury's still out with everybody else. But it's a fun game that's especially confusing to first-time players. So good luck to Jess. And but we'll start down on the other end with Chris, so you kind of can maybe get a feel for what's happening here by the time it gets to you.
That's the entire explanation of the game? We're starting with Chris?
It's kind of like, yeah.
Thank you.
That's all you need to know so far. But boy, you're going to have to learn a lot fast. Because then we're going to go to Steve. They've both played this before, so that's why I think it'll...
Schlock, mum, bleep, bleep, long, stock, dean, plus, bleep,
shum, blah. That's badass.
Still in my head.
It's basically a game where... I do feel like I have to explain it now a little bit. Because I don't want to be a dick and just like make you be bad at the game because you don't know how it's going to work. We start with one title, like say the title is The Godfather. You drop off the, we don't worry about those in this game, but let's say it's Godfather. The first person has to add a movie title to the beginning or the end using part of the existing title. So in the case of Godfather, you could go Godfather of the Bride. Yeah, right? See how quickly you picked it up? And or Oh God, Father of the Bride. You know, and you can just keep adding to it that way. No, you don't add more than one at a time. But I appreciate your enthusiasm. But keep that shit in Sweden.
No, Doug, they don't have games in Sweden.
Just Monopoly. You have to play it by
yourself.
And
you can only play alone.
It's one player Monopoly.
It's a wasteland.
One car.
Plastic balls and kid shit everywhere.
That's... Who wants to play Unopoly?
I have bought the property. I win.
Not funny, guys. Not funny.
I have a world safe place to live. Sorry.
I lived that. Okay, guys? Guys.
Who wants to join me for a celebratory shit in the ball?
That is not Swedish. That is so horrible. That was Nazi.
Wait, were you not describing Nazi Germany? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, it's good from Stockholm. Yeah, it's good.
All right, guys, let's play.
And, you know, it's very low stakes. There's nothing, you're not playing really for much of anything other than fun, so don't feel bad if you're not good at it. At Vic Rando on Twitter suggested that we start with the title Kingdom of Heaven. So, Chris...
All right, it wasn't in the mic.
All right. So, Chris, you have to come up with something that ends with king or kingdom or begins with heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven can wait.
That's exactly how it works.
Yay! No, please! Stifle your encouragement.
Kingdom of Heaven can waiting for Guffman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guffman. Now all the Guffman thanks. Titles.
Thanks a lot, man. Guffman. So that man. Side of the thing's dead.
No, you guys.
No.
You
can build
up
man.
You
could
go man.
You can build up man.
A movie that begins with man. Right, yeah.
I set you up, bro.
Oh, thank you.
That's for making me dude number one. Guffman.
Kingdom and heaven.
Kingdom of heaven can.
Kingdom of heaven can waiting for Guff. Man of Steel is not the name of Superman.
Well, it is. Man.
That's what the new one's called.
No. Kingdom of Heaven, man, and waiting for a Guff Manchurian candidate.
Whoa! Yeah. I want Man of Steel back. Can I get Man of Steel Magnolia?
You got candidate.
Wait, what was that? Oh, Manchurian candidate. Okay, so but you could just do something that starts with date or ends with king, and try. You know, if somebody in the audience says it out loud for I don't know what reason they would
kingdom
do that.
Start, but it's the hard part is remembering the whole thing.
Oh yeah, no, I'll work. I'll help you through it. Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom
can
of Heaven.
For
waiting for Guffman. Manchurian date night.
Yeah.
Okay, no more helping, audience. Oh, you didn't?
No.
I did.
But did you hear the Magnolias? I had two.
Maybe someone was just making plans for later.
I got one. Yeah, one for that.
Keep I think so. I overheard someone saying, this is a great date night. I love when we come here for date night.
It is a date night.
So
is
I don't think they're actually helping.
Is it me again?
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom, you don't play, you just sit there and judge. Great.
Kingdom of Heaven can waiting for Guff Manchurian candidate date night shift.
Correct.
Again, not remotely impressed that I not only remembered all of that. This is a very difficult...
Almost impossible.
Almost impossible crowd.
Shift is hard to build on. Shift. Shut your mouth. Talking about shift.
Who Steve? Is the man?
Wait, shift. We're starting a new one, or
no?
Can you dig no. Still got this
oh,
one.
Oh, night shift.
Something that ends in king, Steve.
What? Oh yeah,
kingdom. Yeah, it could just it's anything that ends in king would work.
Plural, like three kings.
No, you that S would just mess it all up.
Yeah, that was just yeah. I wasn't gonna do that. King. Kong King.
That's what they call it in some countries.
That is the prequel to King Kong. I think we can accept that.
King fucking.
Oh, I think
you know that porno
I think
fucking.
Something.
Fuck Kingdom of Heaven. I don't have one.
All right, so you're out. We'll go to Dax. You can do it, Dax. Use your microphone.
Okay. Well, it's not going to help me think, but... you were onto something with King Ing. Thinking, oh, Jesus. Is there a movie called Baking? Bake Kingdom of Heaven? But there's no film called Baking. I fail, too.
Oh, shit.
Was I on?
Me? I'm the worst.
Basking? No. I still fail.
Okay. Jess, you have anything?
I'm going with the shift. I'm thinking shift. Look, I'm going to go.
Really? You think there's something that starts with shift?
Nope.
Oh, maybe. No.
Shifters? Was there a film like Shifters? No.
No.
No, those are creatures on
There's
True
a
Blood.
Guy back there with a headset setting up new movies at a studio. He's like wired in. He's like shifting. It's and he's just pitching.
You got one? I give up. Thank you.
Fair enough. And we go back to Chris. You're the one who said night shift though, right?
I did say night shift.
So you win anyway.
But. Yay!
Do you have one though?
No, but this guy does.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, oh nice.
Can you recite the whole thing?
Oh.
Dumb of.
Of heaven can waiting for Guffman. Cheering Canada date night. Shift.
What I liked about your read is that you sounded like Jeff Bridges in Starman when he was learning Kingdom of Heaven can waiting for Guffman. Ding night shifting.
It's the second Starman reference tonight. That's weird.
You know, it's just all in our collective consciousness
mm-hmm.
now.
It is.
Good movie.
We could have gone walking and talking dumb of King no like that.
Yep.
Anything that yeah.
Look who's talking.
Yeah,
of
yeah. You guys were yeah. you guys were so on the right track, and then you were walking off of it. All right, so Chris.
Oh, that's good.
What?
Look who's talking. Dax just thought of that.
Look, you want to try another one now? You guys think you have it?
Oh yeah, I think I got it. Yeah.
You think you know what to do?
Yeah, it's so daunting. It made me exhausted. Just
yeah, I started sweating.
Because usually, like if you're doing an improv game, you could just sort of make up whatever. But this is like you have to this word as. So you're just accessing the encyclopedia of your brain.
Yeah, you got to deliver.
Okay.
We'll start with Steve on this one,
and
then we'll move to Chris, then
that'll
Jess,
help.
Then
that'll
Dax.
Help. That will help.
And Steve, this was suggested by Lord Hammington.
Lord Hammington.
Oh, he Lord and Lady greatest, Hammington.
He makes a great car wax. I just love his Lord Hammington's
Lord
car
Hammington's
wax.
Car wax. Available in lemon. And he suggested Kill Bill Volume 2. So you need
what
something that
dick.
Ends with Kill.
Fucking Volume 2.
Fucking Lord Hammington. Or the number two.
Okay. Kill Bill.
Seems easy
Kill,
enough.
Killville. Kill Bill volume 2. Is there a movie called Two?
That wouldn't count if there was. You got to build.
Hard to Kill.
That's kill, right. Kill, hard
yeah,
to Kill.
It's Kill Bill. Yeah. Hard to
hard
Kill.
Hard to Kill Bill Volume 2.
Okay.
Yeah, Hard to Kill was Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, truly was.
Okay, then Die Hard to Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Die Hard. Building from the beginning.
Oh, wow. You really flipped the script on this one. What was it? Hit me with it one more time.
It's, up, it's on Jess now.
Die Hard to Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yeah, so okay. You need something that ends in die.
Wait, and it goes to Jess now?
Yeah,
oh, we're going the,
we're going the other way. Or
it's weird
with,
when you're sitting in a line. To
begins with two, but
well,
you know, two is spelled
the order
a few different ways.
That was last time.
Sorry. Die Hard to Kill Bill to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Volume two, volume Kill two, a Mockingbird. Yes, volume. Correct, correct, correct.
Whoa.
Now you got all these
die,
Mockingbird
die
movies.
Die Hard to Kill, Bill, Volume to Kill a Mockingbird. Birdie.
Yes, Birdie.
Yeah.
Starring Nicolas Cage and
with
Matthew
Modine.
With
a great soundtrack by...
what's his name?
Peter. Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
I hold that soundtrack over my head outside of girls' houses.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Chris?
I think it's Steve.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's me.
I just knew Steve wouldn't have anything. Chris?
Live and Let Die Hard to Kill Bill Volume to Kill a Mockingbird.
Die, live and let, okay.
So we got to end and live or begin with Birdie.
live, let me live, please. That's something that happened last night. let me live. Oh, no, live and let, to live, to live.
Live.
Tyler, no. Live and Let Die. And what was the last one? Birdie.
Birdie.
Bird. Num num.
Birdie.
Birdie. Birdie. Num nums. Birdie. I think I got to know when to fold them, Doug.
Mm. Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Yep.
Fair enough. Jess, do you have anything? Birdie.
No, what was the beginning?
Live and Let Die. So something live. Something live.
Oh shit, I got it.
It's too late. It's too late.
No, I got it.
You're out. You're out.
No, I've been resuscitated. You thought I was dead, but my
was
still
regenerating.
Had a pulse. God damn it. Mother fuck bag. Son of a God fucking rowdy motherfucking rowdy piping.
Really sound like movies, but I'm not confident on them. It's gotta be a movie we all know and love. We don't have to love it. Is Born but to try Live one. Is Born to Live a movie?
Born to Live?
It sounds like one.
Who isn't, first
it sounds
of all?
Like a, sounds like a Stallone film in the 80s. Born to Live.
Come on. Google. Come on. Come on. Somebody Google it. All right, Dax.
I'm out.
I pass.
Steve, are you already out this round?
I think AG's got
no,
one.
You're in?
AG's wait, got one.
What do you got?
You're going to win right now.
What's,
I just,
so I win automatically, right?
Well,
did
come
you pass?
On.
Yeah, we all passed, so you were
yeah,
left,
yeah,
so,
so you
win.
You are the winner, but can you add to it before Chris isn't tells us? It doesn't matter.
Born to Live? I don't have anything else.
It's born, a redheaded born movie. What did you think of, Chris?
They Live.
They Live, yeah.
Rowdy
live.
Roddy Piper.
They a fucking live. Great movie, by the way.
Is that David Keith or Keith David that's in that?
Probably David Keith. Probably David
I think
Keith.
It's.
I think it's
no,
Keith
it's
Keithman.
David Keith, I think.
Keith
yeah.
Keithman?
Yeah.
David Keith's the black guy. Keith David's the white guy.
David Keith is a white guy, yes. David Keith was
Firestarter.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Oh, so then it's Keith David that was in They Live.
Well, you guys really know your David Keys.
And your Keith
Lords
David's.
Of Discipline.
I did see Firestarter in Sweden.
Oh, yeah?
I remember that. Yeah.
Did they take out all the fires?
Oh, I remember seeing that.
How do you say Firestarter nice in Swedish?
I've forgotten a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Firestarter. I said Firestarter.
German.
You can ask. I can say all words in Sweden.
German.
Anyone you want to hear.
Wait, what was Pippi Longstocking's deal? She was just like a crazy orphan girl who...
Right, but she's superhuman strength. Like, she lifted their house, like, if she needed things. And there's always, like, buried treasure, and she would, like, have, like, voyages.
So...
It was crazy.
She was like Baron Moonchild.
Annika,
she was like Swedish Hulk.
She had two friends, Annika Swedish and Tom, Hulk. And they were next door.
Tommy and Annika, they, Mr. Like, Nelson,
incestuous.
Old Man the Horse.
You know all that too.
Oh yeah, I loved Pippi Longstocking.
Is it because you were red? You guys were both red.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's so sad that she's y'all's best.
It's not sad. It's amazing. It's amazing.
But like, even if you were green, you would have the Hulk. But you guys have Pippi Longstocking.
How do you say drapes? How do you say drapes in Sweden?
Drapes.
Drapes. And how do you drapes. Say? How do you say carpet?
Carpets, drapers.
I wonder if Pippi Longstocking's carpets matches the drapers.
All right, obviously it does.
Sort of work.
Fucking fire patch.
Cartoon laugh. All right, so let's... We've got a tie between Steve and Chris in this very exciting game of Build a Title, so let's do one more just between Steve and Chris
to
break the time. And we'll make it a lightning round. I'm not going to give you a lot of time.
I'll just...
Time's up.
Give my throne away.
No, I got to give you one first.
Okay.
And we'll start with... who got that last point? Steve, so we start with Chris. Chris, Action Jackson was suggested by Jockey Bat... On Twitter, Action Jackson.
Action Jackson?
Mm-hmm. So you need something that ends in action or begins with Jackson.
Nice hint.
Jack, son of Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Kangaroo Jack, son of Sam?
Kangaroo Jack, son of Sam, I am? What?
Fuck you.
You guys okay?
Kangaroo Jackson. Jackson.
Kangaroo Jack, son of Sam. Sam. Kangaroo Jack, son of... Kangaroo...
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo Jack, Shun Jackson of Sam.
Fuck. Did I fuck that up?
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck, man. No, Kangaroo Action. Jackson.
What? This is like
there's a
you...
porno called Kangaroo Action.
Yeah,
you did screw
pouch.
It up. It works. Kangaroo Jackson. Jackson Jackson.
I don't know if that works.
No, that's Sam Jackson.
Even what? I don't think that works, man.
But it's action, how do you not Jackson. It's action Jackson.
He put Kangaroo AC. Jack onto Jackson.
Yeah,
there's no action.
It doesn't work,
yeah,
bro.
It doesn't work.
It does. I'm looking right at it.
Yes, your blood is made of marijuana.
Look.
Kangaroo
Jackson.
Jackson.
Jack. The first part of. Jack,
he's building off Jackson.
Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
He is.
Oh, shit, man. Wow.
Sometimes you gotta open up your noodle to see what's really there, man.
Sometimes you gotta turn off your fucking brain to turn it on.
Stoner
seriously,
logic,
man. Sometimes you gotta control alt delete twice, and then your brain comes.
Sometimes you have to have a pen and paper.
That's very helpful.
Kangaroo Jack.
I drew it for him.
Kangaroo Jackson. Jackson.
Of Sam.
Sam. Ugh. What fucking ends with kangaroo?
Or tons of movies. Kang. In Australia.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty blocked on this.
I think.
No! Someone in the audience says no!
Sam. Sam.
Someday you'll find it.
Sam. Boy. I sure don't.
It's too bad Bewitched movie wasn't called Samantha!
I know.
Sam!
Sam! Oh, boy. I don't know.
You lose.
Okay.
What about audience member that said they had something?
Sam, I am.
Sam, I am?
Samson and Delilah.
Samson and Delilah, says somebody's mother.
Yeah. I was thinking of the famous Swedish films, Sandwich Party. No one brought that up.
Sandwich Party.
That could have worked too, but
Sandwich Party.
Sandwich Party.
But Steve is our winner for the absolutely amazing.
That's weird.
The absolutely amazing Kangaroo Jackson.
Jackson Jackson.
That is.
It's hard to say, but it works.
Kangaroo Jackson Jackson.
Yeah. And now it's time.
This game had a lot of Jacksons.
It's time for the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. And this is a part of the show where everybody in the audience, or not everybody, Dax, but some of them, have name tags that they've prepared. And each of you are going to play for somebody in the audience. So just get up from your seat and select a name tag that you would like to play for. Some gentlemen over there have actual real name tags from some conference they went to that nobody gives a shit
about. Forgive my laziness.
And
I don't have to stand.
That's a pretty good one right up front there.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that. I'm going to go with Nicole, who's doing VFX on Seventh Son.
Do they hold it or do I hold it?
Yeah, you hang on to it because that's how I know who you're playing for.
Okay.
And
thank you. Oh, you know, this is the real deal. This is one of those vinyl magnet things that you stick on.
Joe, have you had sexual relations with this doll?
I feel better about holding it. Yeah, it's the alien from Mars Attacks. It says Joel on it. Joe.
So you're a disasteroid?
Is that I'm in the upper left.
Upper left. Oh, Jim Pierce. Good luck.
Let me see this thing. He just took some sort of... Oh, you were actually in this movie?
I directed it.
You directed it. You directed Disaster.
We got enough directors here for one evening.
What's it about? There's no ampersand
nice
in this movie.
Try.
That's
nice
all we're talking
try
about tonight.
What kind of cars are in this film?
But anyway, Disasteroid, and his name is very tiny on there, and it's Jim.
Jim Pierce.
Okay, we'll remember that. And then Joe, Dax is playing for Joe.
True Brit.
And Steve picked the True Brit poster. I like that a lot.
It's really
good. It's a good one. And then Chris is playing for the lady that works on...
Seventh Son.
Isn't that a Iron Maiden song?
Nicole.
Seventh Son of the Seventh Son? Any Maiden fans here?
Hey, this guy. Is it?
Right?
Yeah, he just said the same thing you just said. It's confirmed.
Yeah.
What's your name, Google? he knows Frank, everything.
I'm Frank Google. Ask me any question. Do you feel lucky? What's your name?
Nick.
Okay. What do you get when you mix Nick with a pot of coffee?
What?
Google alert. Pretty good. You might think it's not good, but it is good. That's the magic of that joke.
Doug loved it.
Doug's, yeah.
I also like Diamonds Are Forever quite a bit, if I had to, now that I've thought about it some more. All right, here's how the Leonard Maltin game works. Jess is losing his mind. He's very nervous. Just remember, you're only playing for a guy whose name is tiny on a card that says Disasteroid on it, so don't feel bad if you lose. He didn't even write a shithead on the back, did you? Yeah, just go direct another movie. And get your name bigger on the next postcard for it. Basically, the Leonard Maltin game is... let me explain it quickly. You've played it before, Dax.
It's Name That Tune with movies.
Yeah, with movies and actor names instead of notes and songs like you do with Name That Tune. So it's a bidding game. And again, since Steve won, we'll start with Steve and go to Chris. So you'll have a couple of people play in front of you to help you figure out how it works. We'll start with Steve, and he gets to pick a category. I got to get my... the phone out because I use the letter.
I'm going to hear about Disasteroid.
Oh, you're doing it on the phone now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I used to have the book, right?
Yes,
when you did it.
So tactile.
You were on with Tom Arnold, and he didn't recognize any of the cast of the movie he starred
in. He was in, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't recognize the names of any of the kids from Carpool.
Wow.
Well, that's and amazing. I've been with him when people have come up to him and said what fun they've had on the film they did, and then they walk away, and I'm like, what movie? I don't know. I don't know, buddy. He's been in several hundred
movies. He's done a lot, yeah. He's done a lot, so it's hard to remember all that shit. Okay. Here are your options, Steve, for categories. You can go with West Side Story. This was suggested by Elio Tom, whatever
I'll
that means.
I'll take the other one.
Elio TCM, I mean, suggested West Side Story, which is movies that have either sharks or jets in them.
Never mind. I think I like where this is going.
At Dragon for Lunch suggested Baby, It's Cold Inside. Mm-hmm. Baby, It's Cold Inside. That's movies where, for some reason, someone is inside a refrigerator.
What the fuck?
What?
It's happened in at least... There's at least four movies.
80s movie.
There's at least four movies where someone's inside a refrigerator.
There are far more shark movies than refrigerator movies.
No, I feel like in the 80s, at some point, all lead characters were trapped in a refrigerator.
But I don't know if that was the main...
We'll do West Side Story.
Here's your third choice.
Oh.
At Rapid Tapioca suggested...
Rapid Tapioca.
Tapioca spelled with a K. I guess Rapid Tapioca spelled correctly was taken. Suggests Dunzo Washington. Dunzo Washington. And that's movies where Denzel Washington dies.
That's a short list.
But it's a close race between Inside a Fridge and Denzel dying and shark and jet movies. I mean, there's probably about five of each of those.
We'll still go with shark and jet movies.
Okay. So there's a shark or a jet in this movie. From the year is 2005. And now is when I give some clues. Everybody listen to the clues. It may come around to you and you may have to bid. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. So he didn't care for it very much. He says about this movie that it's highly predictable. And he also... Oh, I'll say more specifically, highly predictable crises.
I already know this, so...
Ensue. Well, hang on. Oh. That's where you have to wait until it comes around to you.
Calm down.
And then it also says it has hollow characters. And he lists...
Exactly.
Leonard Maltin lists 9 names... So now we start the bidding with Steve. How many names do you think it'll take you to figure out what this movie is, Steve? Reading from the bottom of the 9 names.
I didn't see any movies in 2005.
It's got a shark or a jet in it, or several of each.
I'll start with 7. I'll be safe.
Okay, 7. So then we go to Chris, who can bid lower or say name that movie to Steve. And you're going to be next, Jess. Or Russ. Russ Jowlin.
You know, I'll play the game. I'll say 6.
First of all, thank you for playing the game. Yeah. I think Jeff Garland just walked out on me once. Jess. No, it's your turn, Jess. So you can either say, Chris, name that movie with 6 names. That's a lot of names. Or you can say, I can name it in 5.
I'll name it in 5.
He says he'll name it in 5. Now, Dax, what are you going to do with that?
I'll name it in 1.
See, he helped you out there. Yeah. Okay, so now we got to go to Steve.
Negative. No, I'm just kidding. Name that movie, Dax.
Stealth.
Your one name is Wentworth Miller.
Stealth.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Thank you.
And that's the movie about a shark that you can't see.
Those are stealth sharks.
Yeah. So Dax gets a point, everybody. Dax is on the board.
Joe gets a point.
What?
Joe, right?
Joe. Oh, yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
I really thought there was somebody on the panel named Joe when you said that. Oh, shit.
You know Jess Rollins' name is Joe, right?
Okay, so since Dax was challenged by Steve... that means we will start with Chris and move, but we'll move towards Steve this time. Chris gets to pick a category.
We got Nicole, we're going to do it. I'm sorry, I'm resting your name tag on my dick shelf.
Dick shelf.
I just realized where that was.
Yeah.
I
Let me get up in your VFX. How many?
What?
Do I get to pick one of the other two categories, or are we still?
No, you get three new categories.
Okay.
Freshies. Would you like? Or oldies, as the case may be. Would you like at King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the domestic U.S. box office? Number one movie 10 years ago today. Or Fragrant Bleach suggested Top Build, which is a movie that was featured in tonight's round of Build a Title. A movie that we've already mentioned during Build a Title, if you can remember what the fuck happened during that game. Yeah. And your third option is let's go with The Bjorn Legacy. Suggested by Hulk Arino. The Bjorn Legacy. That's movies that have ABBA songs in them.
So, Mamma Mia. The end.
Which one of those do you like? 10 years ago?
Oh, the 10 years
already
ago
mentioned tonight, or ABBA?
I was gonna go the 10 years ago, but I'm kind of interested to see a movie that we hadn't billed a title, just because we'll probably fuck that up, and that's funny to me.
So that's what you pick?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna pick, a movie that we mentioned tonight.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that was mentioned tonight. It's from the year is 2005. And Leonard calls this movie a British, Spanish, U.S., German production.
That's not a review.
It's just a clue, Chris. He also says about this movie that it is impressive and epic scale.
Okay.
And it was made by all those different countries.
Could you hit us with the countries again, Doug?
British, Spanish, U.S., apologies to Jess. German. No Sweden. Sorry. They weren't involved. That's a pretty good clue, actually. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 11 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Chris? It was mentioned during Build the Title tonight.
Well, let's just start at 11, just to get the game going.
That's fair. Steve?
I'll say 8.
What's Dax going to do with that?
I'm going to have to go...
We were adding on names to the different things. Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
And shout out to and Leonard liked it. I can challenge.
Sure, say name that movie.
Oh, that would be fun. Say 7. Say you'll
okay,
name
7.
It.
7. I do whatever
he
said.
Did he really talk you into?
Yeah, I love him. Whatever.
That's
he
good.
Wants.
I like Dax. I've known him for.
All right.
I'll
years.
Do it in 6.
He says 6 over here, Chris. Jess says 6.
Jess says 6.
Mm-hmm.
Name that movie.
All right.
I want to see him name it. 6.
2005. Oh, no. There we go.
Stretching.
Stretch that torso out.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Your 6 names are Ian Glenn, John Finch.
Nope.
Edward Norton. Yeah, weirdly low build in this particular
thing. The Manchurian Candidate.
Glosson Mascoud.
I'm going to say Manchurian Candidate.
Martin
no.
Koskis.
I don't know these guys.
And Brendan Gleeson.
Okay, I'm going to take that back.
Those are your 6 names. Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan Gleeson.
What are you guys talking about?
He whispered in my ear, I know what it is.
I go, I fucking got this. He goes, what is it? And I told him, and he goes, that wasn't mentioned tonight. Goes, you're right.
Well.
I go, Italian Job, all the way.
He said Italian
Norton, all those different countries, and then Norton. I'm like, in 2005?
I don't remember, so I'm going to stick with the Manchurian Candidate.
Okay.
Sorry.
The actual answer is Kingdom of Heaven.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got that.
Sorry. Kingdom of Heaven. Sorry, Chris challenged him, right?
Yeah, Nicole
so Chris gets a point. We got Chris is on the board. Chris has got a point. Dax has got a point. Jess and Steve have to catch up.
That works out.
I now know that I could have got a point by challenging. I didn't realize. Anyways, go ahead.
All right.
Sorry, Joe.
It's all right. We'll start with you this time, Dax. Or wait. Start with who challenged who, Jess?
I challenged.
You challenged Jess?
Yeah.
Okay, so we start with Steve and then go to Chris. Steve, mm-hmm. pick a category from these three.
Oh.
I was about to pick a category.
I know. You were ready to go. I got to
give
you some
sales.
Options. In theaters now. That's movies that are in theaters now.
Fudge.
Or at FYI You Rock suggested Hunger Names. And that's movies where there's some sort of food in the title of the movie. And at Buddha Cosby.
You ever notice how pudding popper is an endless chasm of consciousness? And when you go pray at the tree's like... Rah, 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 rah.
This is a good impression, Dax. He suggested.
Yeah, I do a really good impression.
He suggested Yabba Dabba Don't, and that's cartoons that were turned into a live action film.
Oh, that's a good category.
It's fun. Which one of those do you like, Steve?
The second one that you said.
The food?
Yeah, food. Because as soon as he said that's a good category, I don't want him to win. So, and I so food.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
The year is 1971.
Right now. What happened? Yeah, How long have we been here?
This is an elaborate role-playing game.
We've been here so long, it's playing. Gone around.
We just time-jumped on the island.
To the worst year in our history.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1971. He calls it a bittersweet satire. And he also says that it is... that it has a fine score by Randy Newman.
Ugh. He's worse than Jimmy Stewart. That dick.
I love Is that him?
Yeah. Oh, and here's another one. Here's another clue. I'm throwing in a bonus clue because it's interesting. He says it was made in 1969. So it was made in 69. Didn't come out until 71 for some reason. I don't know what it was.
That helps.
Yeah. And there are 9 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Steve Agee?
9.
Nine name master. It's a smart opening bid, Chris.
I got 8.
Feels like we're going the same direction we did last time, but...
I'll say 11.
Okay.
all the names.
I like that approach.
Chris said 7 names?
I said 8.
8 names. So you can either...
I know how it works.
Okay. I'm trying to be... I'm your friend here. Save that tone for Doug.
You can't direct him now. This isn't the set of your car movie.
Listen, that was great. I loved it. Now we're going to go again.
Okay. So just tone it down.
This time...
By about 80%.
This time, don't just fuck it up. Go. Action.
No, everything...
Jackson.
If I had to quantify it, it'd be 80% less.
Just do a little less, Jess. That's what I got a lot.
Just bring it down.
Love it.
I'll do that 7. 7.
Yeah.
He says 7.
Name that movie.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to take it. I thought
no
that was what your eyes were saying to me.
Seven.
I thought those crystal blue eyes were telling me to just say 7.
No, well, thank
and then
you.
I will do 6, and then that's...
Crystal blue eyes.
That.
I'd say we're like...
get this over with.
There's what no way in hell you're going to be able to no. pull this
gun
off.
Metal.
That's food in the title, right? I'm not going to get it. Let's just speed it up.
It does have food in the title, so let's do a speed round.
Even the people who did grow up in this country have no fucking idea what this movie is.
I know. It's 1971. Yeah. It's a tough one. Yeah. It's a tough one.
So let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's crash and burn. It has food in the title, just to remind you.
Yeah. So that might help. 7 names. Graham Jarvis.
Perfect.
Gene Stapleton.
Got it.
Ooh.
Edward Everett Horton.
Famous Horton's Donut franchise.
Barnard Hughes.
Oh, I love Barnard Hughes. I do. He was in Tron.
Vincent Gardenia. Yeah.
That's the food?
No.
And this is a good, really good clue, I think, because you have 7 names, right? Yes. Bob Newhart. Hmm.
and Tom Poston.
Joe, we just got a point. Buckle up, Joe. We're taking a lead.
I got it. Bread pudding. Jim!
As soon as we locate a magnifying glass, you'll receive a point.
Jim Pierce. I'm going to go with bread pudding, final answer.
That bread pudding is one of the best guesses I've ever heard. I wish the game worked out arbitrarily that I could give it to the best guess. But this really is about facts.
Got it. What is it?
And does anyone think they know what it's called? Anyone in this room?
What are the other names?
The other names, I don't know if those will help, because I thought Bob Newhart was a giveaway name. Pippa Scott, and starring Dick Van Dyke.
Corn Dog.
The movie.
I love the confidence. Oh, that's Corn Dog.
So stupid.
It's Corn Dog.
Yeah. Still nothing? There.
What?
The gentleman that knows everything said it right over there.
What was it?
It's called Cold Turkey.
Oh, is that where they pay the town for everyone to quit smoking?
The whole town has to quit smoking cigarettes.
I fucking remember that movie. I forgot it was called Cold Turkey, and everyone goes crazy because they have to quit smoking.
Yeah, they have to go cold turkey.
Yep.
And
not really about turkey at all, it turns out.
They all try to quit, and it's like, it's pretty heavy, but I also think it sat on a shelf for 2 years because I bet you the cigarette companies were again it.
Yeah.
I heard it was the Turkey Syndicate. The poultry growers of Ohio. So I'm not going to have a movie about quitting anything in Turkey. And the United Thanksgiving Foundation.
That'd be a great movie where a whole town has to quit bread pudding for a month.
Oh, man.
They just all go about their business.
Just exactly the way they live
before. Nothing happened. They get the money at the end. Everybody's happy.
And by the end, 10 minutes in. It's a 10-minute movie.
It's short.
It's a YouTube video where a town has to quit bread pudding.
Well, Joe, he's right. You look buckled in because you're our winner. Dax won for Joe, everybody.
I'm sorry, Nicole. It was out of my hands.
Yeah.
And I have to now fillet Joe? What's the...
No, no. Oh. He just gets all the prizes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Leonard said about Cold Turkey, trenchant finale doesn't entirely jibe. I've never seen the word jibe written out before. G-I-B-E, jibe.
Len is a wordsmith.
I think he meant jive. Doesn't
that's a
jive.
Typo.
You don't
that's
say don't jive.
I think when people say it doesn't jive with me, they're trying to say jibe. They're getting it wrong when they say jive, I think.
I don't.
Yeah.
You jibe turkey.
You're such a kiss ass.
You such jibe turkey. Shucking and a jibing.
You jibe turkey, you already said that? That was the first thing he said?
Oh, fuck, man.
Let's play the other.
I shook Doug's hands, like the THC went into my body somehow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got it.
You're getting silly. The other food movie was from the same year, 71. Let's go ahead and play it.
Why?
Okay.
Just for fun. Because just to see if this would go somebody's way better.
Okay.
Because this is another movie from 71 that has food in the title. And who started the bidding last time? Was it Steve?
It was me.
Yeah, you picked this shitty category. So we're going to put you through the meat grinder again. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 71 that has food in the title. Leonard calls this movie scathing. And he also says that it remains potent today. Who knows when he wrote that review, though? He could have written it in 72.
Yeah. Hey, you know
still
what?
Potent in 72.
I know this seems like I should have figured this out a long time ago, but it just occurred to me that Leonard Maltin has seen every movie ever. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
He's watched a lot of movies.
But that tome is basically every movie ever reviewed, right? So he had to have watched all of those movies.
He's been outside 11 times.
He's got a staff. He's got a staff and stuff. He doesn't write it all
himself.
He's
basically in prison.
Oh, fucking ruin the magic.
He has ghost watchers. Like ghost writers.
And Leonard lists 8 names. Mm-hmm. How many names, Steve?
8.
Chris?
8.
It remains, it's scathing and it remains potent. 71, 3.5 stars, food in the title.
Seven
says Chris. See, the same thing happened to you all over again.
Because of the order that we're doing this.
The order ruins it. Say six.
Six.
Dax?
Five.
There you go. Yay.
Four.
Oh!
So I think I know of a movie from that year now. No, I don't. But I know a food movie that I'll just... Three?
Chris. Name that movie in four
Let's hear those
names.
People.
Okay, here's your four names. David Prowse.
Ugh.
Stephen Burkoff. James Marcus.
Oh, you love him.
And Aubrey Morris.
Yeah.
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
No fucking way! No, it's not right.
No, it's not.
I was nodding yes, like I enjoyed that answer. Especially because this movie is like, it's almost, this movie David is the Prowse. Exact opposite of Apple Dumpling Gang, because it's called Clockwork Orange. And David Prowse is in two movies. He's Darth Vader and he's in Clockwork Orange. That should have given it away.
It didn't, obviously. Guess
gave
what?
Gave it away for nobody.
Spoiler alert, it
I'm
didn't give it away.
I'm the only person. But anyway, that was fun. And for me, anyway.
Who eats clockwork? Like, I don't get the orange part of it.
Yeah.
Is it?
Orange is a color, bro.
Yeah, dude. Nice try.
Sorry, bro.
You can't eat a color. Dude,
bad news.
Bread pudding's a color, right? So, Nicole, I need someone to call a shithead. It's on there. It's on the back. So can you pass the name tag down? Because the people that came in second and third place or whatever. Oh, that's a good one. He didn't write one down on his, so we gotta get Director Jim up here to. He can just scrawl it on the back of his postcard.
If your movie,
you really look like a director.
If your movie doesn't do well, are you worried that the reviews are gonna say it's a disasteroid? Right.
Disasteroid.
Here, Steve.
It's a musical.
Playing this weekend.
Oh, it's a musical playing this weekend in L.A. Everybody, and it's called.
Disaster.
Hemorrhoid. What? Wait.
Disasteroid.
Okay, that's a good one.
What you should do is put the release date of your movie is a shithead, so it gets promoted.
Whatever he's writing, it's just complicated. Let me see.
I don't know whose pen that is. It's a guy there.
Oh.
More promotion?
No, it's just. His,
the book
his,
he wrote?
His shithead is something about Breaking Bad, and I haven't seen this week's episode yet, and so...
Don't say it!
I don't think it gives anything away. It gives something away to me.
I don't think it gives anything away.
I think it gives something away to me, but...
Blah, 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 blah.
You haven't seen it yet, Chris?
No.
Yeah, I heard it's a really good one. I mean, there's like 10 episodes left, and they kill off... It's all good, Chris. I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm still waiting to see how Usain Bolt ran. I'm gonna watch that in September.
Fast.
Well, don't tell me.
But
in September, I'm gonna see how he did.
Let's go through and do some plugs, Chris. What are you plugging?
Let's say the Nerdist channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Nerdist. Shows premiering very soon. Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. The return of All-Star Bowling with the Doctor Who cast. Bill Nye, the science guy. Neil Patrick Harris, shows, stuff like that. Nerd Turns, all the interns who work here made a show, and I just saw the first 7 episodes, and it's fucking hilarious.
So Nerd Turns.
Nerd Turns, yeah.
Where can they see that?
When we put it up on the YouTube channel in the next month.
Okay.
Yep.
Steve, what do you got going on?
A little thing called Outrun. And also, I'm writing a pilot for FX, but that people may never see that. So
come to Steve's house and watch him sit at his computer.
Come watch me write at home.
Go to Starbucks and watch Steve on his laptop.
did you ask me or just go
I'm
right
about
into
to.
It? Okay. I'll be patient.
What do you got going on? August 22nd.
August 22nd, Outrun. It was, you know what? It was originally called Outrun. I just fucked up. Hit and Run, August 22nd. It's Very, 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 very funny.
Well, it was called Outrun.
It was. Yeah. Yeah, that's an honest mistake. By the way, they changed one fucking letter from Outrun to Hit and Run. It's actually...
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, Hit and Run, August 22nd. And then, of course, Parenthood is September 11th. Yeah. What if no one knew Parenthood, but they were cheering for September 11th? September 11th!
Yeah, same thing for me. Hit and Run, August 22nd, Wednesday. Kind of my first big break ever, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, thank, go thank see him. Guys. He's so brilliant.
Yeah,
really
but don't
funny.
Forget his work in Princess Diaries 2.
Rent
Royal Engagement.
Rent that shit.
And if you love his performance in the movie, go over to Pasadena and get into Houston's and request him, because he
really
will
embarrassing.
Fuck you up.
I already did wait on someone like a week ago, and they wanted a picture with me while I'm like... I saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, God, this is going to just start right now. Do you want to...
At work.
Yeah, right after the movie comes out, I'm like, what side item do you want? Like, this is really bad. You know,
that was me on Punk,
that's
by the
Bradley
way.
Bradley Cooper does, and you? You guys just go do your waiting job on the weekends?
Yeah.
Oh, you brought
no, but
up.
I was
for the listeners, I'm still here. I didn't leave. Sorry.
Well, you have left the stage. It's quite a signal you're sending. But I will say... No, I was just going to say similarly to you getting, you know, when I was on Punk'd, it was a very popular show, and I had made a total of $1,700 on all 8 episodes.
Right.
So I would be out at a bar, and I needed them to buy me a drink.
Right.
Like, I needed it. I didn't,
Did they think you were punking them?
They thought I was rich because I was on television,
of
but
course,
I was poor.
And everyone on television
is
a millionaire.
Rich.
Yeah.
I'm not rich.
I was hoping everyone feel terrible for me. I think it worked. Poor me.
Here's your prizes, Joe. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look at that grocery bag of awesomeness.
Whoa.
And thank you one more time to all my guests. Let's hear it for Chris Hardwick, Steve Agee, Dax Shepard, Jess Rowland. Thank you, Jess.
Doug
Thanks
Benson.
To all of you guys.
Douglas Benson.
And as always, Jeff Bridges is a shithead, and Hooch is a shithead. I'll find out later how you feel about Turner, but Hooch is a shithead. And then close your ears, Breaking Bad fans. The ginger guy from this week's Breaking Bad is a shithead.
Viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.